We'll talk to the head coach of the Lakers. Boy, that's a, we called it a bitter pill, Damon. I thought you played well enough to win this game tonight. You couldn't score in that second period more than the Hults goal. You outshot them 10-3 in that period. Played really well in the third, I thought, but couldn't get more than the one goal to tie it. And I thought the Nanooks just worked hard, and Jenks was probably the difference in the end tonight.
Well, certainly number one star, and definitely a bitter pill. I mean, in some ways, we certainly were, you know, good enough to win and probably maybe deserved to win there, but it doesn't count. You know, you have to be good for 60 or 65 minutes or 70 minutes in today's game and through all 200 feet of the ice. And, I thought... You know, the penalty kill goal against, I mean, we did a phenomenal job on that five-minute major, and then with a few seconds left, we stopped track and moving our feet for that little bit, and it's in the back of the net. So, the game is that it comes down to that many inches and that many seconds, and we didn't have enough of them tonight.
Yeah, again, on the power play tonight, you had a lot of looks. I thought you moved the puck. It was so much better than last night. The chances you created were good, not so much in the later stages of the game, but, boy, during the second period and in the first period, the power play looked really good, but you come up with only the one power play goal, and that kind of cost two because they scored two on the power play, and 4-3 is the final score. Between that and Jenks' goaltending, that's probably the difference on the night.
Well, absolutely. You know, most nights, whoever wins the special teams, especially the way it's called right now, and, you know, that's another conversation, I guess. But the way it's called right now, you have to win the special teams battle or at least net out. And, we obviously lost the special teams battle tonight, so... We've got to flip that around. It's obviously been a strength of our team most of the season here, and a big opponent coming in, so special teams will have to be tightened right back up.
Yeah, very interesting tonight over in Mankato. It's 3-0 Ferris State in the third period of that game. We could have an opponent coming in who's losing tonight as well. I think it'll be a great series, though. Two good skating teams. We'll talk about that on the Laker Hockey Show and Laker Hockey Talk this coming week. Get back to this one tonight. Mitch Hults, two goals for you. I thought he was really good. Gage Durrell, a big goal. A lot of guys played really well, and yet we lose the game 4-3. Yeah. That's why it's a bitter pill.
It's a funny game, isn't it? Last night where we didn't play as well. You know, we kind of came in this morning, say, you know, asking ourselves as a staff, like, who did you like? Who had an up game or played well, you know, kind of an A game, whatever? And there wasn't enough of them. And tonight I think it's the opposite. A lot of guys did play up. I thought Ian Johnson, one in the lineup, did a tremendous job. He had some nice hits and some real poise with the puck. Mitch Hults had a really good game using that shot and a couple big goals. You know, that Diego Kugli had a line with Corey Alley handle. We're very good again. He was Colin Sackerman just a few minutes into the game, so we're playing 5D, and I thought it helped those guys. I thought our defenseman played tremendous, a little bit worn out maybe real late in the game, but I love the way our D played tonight with gap and space and good skating. Some good performances, but ultimately the scoreboard reflects it's a loss, and we'll need to be better.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, but you'll get back to work on Monday and be ready next week. We've got another home series. Another thing we haven't really mentioned tonight, we did a lot on the air. Tremendous crowd. I thought it was a great year.
Unbelievable.
3,100 fans tonight.
Unbelievable. I mean, I thought it was a fantastic environment. And that makes it a bitter pill as well. You know, you want everybody to leave feeling real good with a nice win. And, we weren't able to do that tonight. It's been a tremendous start to our season, going 5-1. And I thought looking at the schedule, we could have a very strong start and be a good team. I'm not sure, we thought it'd be this good with everything going so well. And here's our first taste of adversity with a good team coming in. But what an atmosphere. You know, real cool. Kudos to our fans, the student section. That's the best I've seen in the building, I think. I guess Great Lakes State Weekend was right there, but that was tremendous. We really appreciate the support and a great event with Pink in the Ring. So thank you to all who are driving, listening, or listening wherever. It was an awesome night here at Taffy Able.
All right. Thanks, Coach, for doing this post-game. It's tough when you lose, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
All right. Damon Witten joining us tonight post-game.